Sheriff Scott Parks, the bomb squad that is a joint effort with Oneida County, Marathon County, apparently covers quite a bit of area. You had called to go up mutual aid to Birchwood recently. How far does that group travel?
The Marathon County, Oneida Sheriff's Department bomb squad covers 32 counties in the state of Wisconsin. Basically, it's a line that is anything north of our southern border, all the way up to the 45, I believe, on the east, and then all the way across the state to the west up to Superior. So you take all those counties that fall into that kind of a little box area, that would be the number of counties that our unit covers.
So in a nutshell, 45 to the north of Lake Superior, to the west of the Minnesota line, to the south, how far?
The south, technically I believe it's supposed to be our county line, but I know that we've gone into Portage County and Wood and such, so I would think maybe 10 is more apt to be the border.
Of course, that's flexible because it's a mutual aid situation.
Right.
Whoever's available
goes. Right, and there's been occasions where we've been down at Fort McCoy because, or down in the Sparta-Toma area because no other bomb team's been available in the state of Wisconsin. So you're right, we can travel anywhere within the state, but we are tasked to cover 32 counties.
How many bomb squads are there in the state? Can't be too many.
I believe, off the top of my head, I think Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, and La Crosse and us, if I remember, those are the ones.
So five of you have a big territory.
Right. I believe there's only five that cover this whole area because the cities has a unit then that sometimes is tasked, but they very seldom come across into Wisconsin.
Okay. As far as that bomb squad goes, how is it as far as keeping them up to speed, up to training, properly equipped so you can service that area effectively?
Majority of the training is grant-funded, and along with the equipment also is grant-funded through Office of Justice Assistance or through alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, federal grants and such. So a majority of that is covered by them, and they have mandates, requirements, and such to indicate how much training we're supposed to provide these officers or deputies and where that training's to occur.
Anything we should add on the topic of the bomb squad?
No, other than the fact that it's a good service for the state of Wisconsin and Marathon County.